It's August 23rd, and the story rattling markets today. The biggest tech companies in the world are spending on AI faster than their cloud businesses can earn it back. Let's get the big picture first. Dev, where do things stand this morning?
Broadly, markets are cautious. The U.S. debt story hasn't gone away. Investors are still watching how much the government is borrowing, and that's keeping a lid on enthusiasm.
And on the geopolitical side?
Two shipping choke points are still active. The Strait of Hormuz is seeing unusual vessel traffic, tankers going dark, rerouting, and the Panama Canal drought is still squeezing capacity. Both feed into oil prices and freight costs, which ripple everywhere.
So energy and shipping staying tense. What about company news?
Deere and company announced leadership change. Agilent Technologies filed a material new agreement. Neither is a market mover on its own, but Deere is worth watching given where agricultural equipment demand is right now.
Got it. Not a dramatic morning, but plenty of low-level pressure.
Exactly. The mood is watchful, not panicked.
Okay, the main story. The biggest tech companies, we're talking Microsoft, Google, Amazon, Meta, are spending enormous sums building out AI infrastructure. Data centers, chips, power. And the question the market keeps asking is, when does that spending actually pay off?
Right now, the answer is not yet. Their cloud revenues, the money businesses pay to use their computing services, are growing. But the capital they're pouring in is growing faster. You're spending a dollar to make 80 cents, basically.
Which for a while, investors were okay with. The bet was that AI would eventually generate massive returns.
That bet is getting harder to hold. The market is no longer just cheering the ambition. It wants to see the returns materialize. And they haven't at scale yet. So
why does this matter to someone who doesn't own tech stock?
Because these companies are so large that when sentiment turns on them, it moves the whole market and the spending ripples out. Chip makers, power companies, construction firms. This isn't a niche story.
It's basically the central question in markets right now.
Pretty much. The whole AI trade rests on it.
What's gaining steam and what's losing it right now?
Three things picking up traction. Micron's AI memory chips are getting fresh attention. The market is increasingly convinced that memory is a real bottleneck for AI, and Micron is one of the few positioned to fix it.
And on the consumer side?
Apple's foldable phone story is gaining momentum. The AI upgrade cycle and a potential foldable device are feeding each other, and there are early signs Chinese consumers are coming back to luxury goods. That story is getting traction after a long drought.
What's cooling?
Honestly, not much is fading dramatically today. But Chinese hybrid automakers threatening Toyota, that story is just arriving, not cooling. Worth flagging as one to watch.
Devil's advocate time. Dev, someone out there is saying the hyperscaler spending story is overblown.
The argument is that we've seen this before. Early internet, early mobile, massive spending that looked insane, then eventually justified itself. Maybe AI is the same.
So patience wins?
That's the bull case, yes. But here's what makes this different. Interest rates are still elevated. Borrowing to build is more expensive than it was during the internet era. The clock is ticking in a way it wasn't before.
That's the part I'd watch. What should people be watching tomorrow?
Any guidance from the big tech companies on their spending plans? Any hint of pullback moves markets fast? Also, the Hormuz situation. And if more vessels go dark, oil reacts immediately.
And the U.S. debt picture?
Any fresh Treasury auction data that tells you how nervous bond investors really are about government borrowing. Bloomberg noted this week that risk appetite is holding up, but it's fragile.
That's your Narratech Daily for August 23rd. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back tomorrow. Narratech Daily is generated from market narrative signals for information only. It is not investment advice, and nothing here is a recommendation to buy or sell any security. Do your own research.